You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Pleased to be joined in the studio this morning by Judith Rodan. She is the president of Sonora Cat Rescue. Good morning, Judith.
Good morning, Mark. It's so nice to see you again.
Always nice to see you. What is Sonora Cat Rescue?
Sonora Cat Rescue is an organization, a nonprofit 501c3 based here in Sonora, but we also rescue cats from all over Tuolumne County. And we take kitties, we get them adopted, get them tested and fixed, and then put them up for adoption. We do about 500 adoptions a year, and all of the kitties that are at PetSmart are actually rescue kitties from Sonora Cat Rescue. And what we ask for is an $85 adoption fee, which is one-fourth the cost of what these services would be. The spay and neuter, testing for AIDS and leukemia, shots, miscellaneous medical care. And most of these cats have been raised in a real home. In fact, just Saturday, I picked up the first little litter of bottle babies. These are cats that need to be fed every 2 hours. Yes, that's midnight, 2 a.m., 4 a.m., and 6 a.m. It's a big job, but these kitties grow into the most loving cats you will ever know because they truly believe that humans are their parents.
And it's spring now, so it is kitten season.
Oh, boy, is it. Yes. I get calls every day. People are finding kittens in their yard, and the mothers are nowhere to be seen. So we've been taking a lot of those kittens in recently.
For those who would like to bring kittens into foster homes, what are the requirements for a foster home for a kitten?
Well, pretty much, as long as you have a spare room where you can put the kittens, normally, bottle feeding is a specialized skill, so we have people that are trained for that. So other people, kittens, once they're 4 or 5 weeks old, they only need 2 or 3 more weeks of nurturing before we get them fixed and then send them out. But you can always go to SonoraCatRescue.net, and there's a form there to fill out that for volunteering.
How many cats are you rescuing each year?
About 500 at this point.
About 500 spay and neuters as well?
Oh, no. I spay and neuter for the general public as well as a lot of feral cats. Well, I'll tell you, the last 3.5 years, I have transported over 8,000 cats to Auburn to have them fixed and shots, get their shots and tested, and then brought them back. We have a big problem in Tuolumne County. For me to be able to pull 8,000, there's probably tens of thousands of cats out there.
You're talking about 8,000 cats over the past 3.5 years. So what happens with all the cats after they're spayed and neutered?
Some of those are Sonora Cat Rescue cats. Then they go up for adoption. Other ones belong to private homes, people that can't afford other forms of spay and neuter. And then also there are colonies of cats that are doing their work of keeping the rodent population down. They were never socialized, and they are not friendly towards people. They're fixed so they won't keep breeding and adding to the problem. Today, at least once a week, I get a call for a colony that has anywhere from 20 to 50 cats living in it. And those cats reproducing astronomical amount of numbers.
How are you able to round up those cats?
Oh, we have humane traps, and we have drop traps where they stay open and you feed on the ground. The kitties go in there and the trap falls, and then you just take them out one at a time through a slide door.
That is a lot of mileage on your car as well.
45,000 miles.
45,000 miles over what period of time?
Over a period of time of about 3.5, 4 years.
So then the natural question, why do you have to take them all the way to Auburn?
There's a nonprofit clinic there that is so much less expensive than anything else. Operative word, nonprofit. And that's all they do is spay and neuter.
Okay, and Sonora Cat Rescue is a nonprofit. So how are you funded?
We're funded through private donations. We have fundraisers. In fact, this Saturday we have a fashion show coming up. And that's going to be in Columbia. at Faith Hall, and it starts at 11:30 in the morning. And this year, the Cowboys were so popular that we decided it's going to be all Cowboys all the time. Okay. Well, Tractor Supply has some very fashionable cowboy outfits, so we've asked them to go over there and pick out several different outfits that they can actually show us. And then this year, something special, we've asked them to be more available, like maybe they could serve lunch to us. They can be available to tell us all about their very fashionable cowboy outfits and just to mingle amongst us.
It is the popular spring fashion show, and it does feature the luncheon, and it also features the famous desserts.
Yes, our world famous dessert. Each volunteer brings their very best dessert that they make. And I tell you, there are some of them that are unbelievable. And if there are any left over, we sell them for people to take home. And every penny goes towards the health and welfare of the kitties.
The Spring Fashion Show is this Saturday from 11:30 in the morning through 1:30 in the afternoon. Should tickets be reserved in advance?
Some tickets will be available at the door, but I would recommend if you can come, just give me a call at 288-9185. Just let us know that you're going to be there.
What is the website for Sonora Cat Rescue?
It's sonoracatrescue.net, and that also has tickets for sale there.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Just that we would like to see everybody come and support the work that we're doing to try and stop the suffering and all the breeding of kitties in this county.
Judith Rodan, the president of Sonora Cat Rescue. It's always good to see you, Judith.
Nice to see you, Mark. Thank you for having me here.